Real men are not afraid to change. There is one simple question that should preface every decision you personally make. This question should be asked to yourself before you make the final decision to do anything truly important to or for your life. God has given us all a conscience within our own minds. It serves to guide us through the maze of living and progressing through the throes of our existence. Our own conscience comes from our Creator. As such, it is spiritual in nature. Therefore, it can also be trusted and relied upon to be true and to always play in our favor if we choose to learn from it and to listen to it and to follow its guidance. Before making a final decision on the important issues facing you, and before taking any final actions, always ask yourself, is this the wise, good, and proper thing for me to do? If the self-answer is no, then don't do it. If it is yes, do it right now. Standards, distances, times, and other records are established and maintained for just about every area and activity of our lives, with the exception of one area, albeit the most important area, manhood. Real, powerful, daily lived manhood. According to the Word of God, the greatest and the finest of all of God's creations was saved to be created last. It all happened on the sixth day of creation. Of course, that creation was man, otherwise known as Adam. Life, its order, operation, activities, causes, and effects are all centered on or around God's finest production, man. Once Adam had been created and was living, God completed man with the creation of a woman. The woman came from out of the side, one of the right side ribs of man, adjacent to and slightly under his heart. Hence, the position of honor for any person has always been to the right side of man. As relates specifically to woman, she is always to be on the right side of man unless the two of them are walking on a pathway, sidewalk, roadway, or other type of thoroughfare. In such case, the man is to be on the outboard side, closest to the traffic, and the woman is to be on the inboard side, with the man between her and the traffic. Safety and protection are the obvious reasons for this proper positioning. The woman's divine purpose was to be a completer, a finisher, a helpmate to Adam. Obviously, she, Eve, had many other responsibilities and required roles to play, but her purpose, her God-given major purpose in life, was to complete and fulfill her man. Man was created out of the dust of the earth. Woman was created out of the man. Now God commanded the man and the woman to be fruitful and multiply. He charged them to take total dominion over all of the rest of his creation and subdue it, possess and use the created things for themselves. Their job was to start the human race to the bearing of children. Procreation, and become the wellspring from which all of the world's population would eventually flow. Man and woman were to be in charge of life here on earth under complete and faithful obedience to the instructions of their Creator. The divine plan for all of mankind was for the male, Adam, to be 100% man, and the female, Eve, to be 100% woman. There is no such successful thing as a 50-50 marriage union. Such a foolish man-created situation always ends in disaster. How could anyone ever expect anything to work properly and well for which either party was only 50% committed. Good and great marriages are always the ones that last, persevere, and produce the happiest and most productive family units. These type marriage unions are known as 100-100 relationships. The man has to be 100% man, and the woman, likewise, must be 100% woman. Anything less just doesn't work well and almost never lasts. As long as they, man and woman, fill their roles and fulfill their commensurate responsibilities and purposes, then all would be well and happiness would be assured. Everything was perfect and was very good. So on the seventh day of creation, God saw that all he had done was very good, and he rested and did no work. Hence, the Sabbath day was established. Now fast forward the clock of time and life to what we know it to be today. Over the past 7,500 plus years since the Garden of Eden, many actions, conditions, events, and circumstances have certainly changed many manners and ways of our lives, haven't they? Please note that the changes by and between the man and woman have been both good and bad. God has not changed. Furthermore, he has not changed any of his original and well-established rules of conduct by and between the male and the female. All of God's laws and instructions for happiness to prevail by and between the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, or the father and the mother have remained totally true and consistent throughout all time, past, present, and future. All that being said, why do marriage problems continue to exist and even increase? Why are there so many dysfunctional families? Why is the divorce rate at such an all-time high? Why are there so many deadbeat dads who fail to properly provide for their own families? Why are there so many problems among the families of our society concerning adultery and/or pornography? The answer to these all-important questions is plain and simple. It is also very painful, which is why so few are willing to face the questions head-on and correct the situation. The problems we have in America today exist and are growing because there are so very few real men in America. Father and mother power have broken down or are completely non-existent. The number of homes with a mother and children and no father present is growing and getting larger every month. The example shown in far too many homes to the children is terrible, ungodly, ugly, unnatural, uncaring, unloving, and unnurturing. An uneducated boy, academically and socially, grows to malehood, totally ignorant of the proper way to live and perform in the capacity of a husband, father, spiritual leader, and head of the household. He marries, begins his own family, and lives basically as he was raised, thereby perpetuating the chain of ignorance, ill manners, and inappropriate personal behavior on into the future. It is pathetically sad and unfortunate. Never forget, gentlemen, it is the father, the dad, the head of the family as ordained by God Almighty who is to become the educator of the family. For certain, this statement does not exempt or bypass the all-important roles and efforts of the woman, the wife, and or the mother. These beautiful children, these gifts from God, present a great personal responsibility and opportunity for both mom and dad to become better spouses, mates, and parents for these precious children. Seize the opportunity to teach and train up your own children in the way they should go. By doing so, you position yourself to receive all of God's greatest rewards and blessings that He seriously desires you to receive. You see, friends, you do not know that which you do not know. It is also true that you cannot effectively teach that which you do not know. Remember that the best and easiest way that most all human beings learn is from observation. People do what people see. Men, your example is always on display. Little eyes and minds are observing how you act and how you live all of the time. What kind and type of an example are you modeling for your own family? Would you want or desire your little boys and girls to grow up and be exactly like you? If not, then you had better make some very major and immediate changes to your own personality and behavior. Being a good husband, father, spiritual leader, and head of the household is a daunting and difficult job. You are going to need help in learning how to become such a person. It is your own personal responsibility to learn how to do those things and to make the appropriate changes to your life. To accomplish these necessary changes to your own life will require you to change your personal associations. You need to find some new friends. These new found friends need to have good fruit on their own trees. They must have good moral standards, good thoughts, be good examples of conduct and leadership, and have raised or are raising good families who are becoming good citizens. You need new people to hang with, to influence you, and to be the right example from which you can observe and learn. Find a new friend, one who qualifies to be your personal mentor, who always exemplifies the right and proper way to live and do things. Earn his friendship. Sit at his feet. Learn from him so that you then have the appropriate knowledge and understanding as to how to do things right within the confines of your own family. Good men and women most always come from good families. Good actions and proper personal conduct are learned character traits. Such things are not gifted to an individual at birth. Good thoughts can only come from good minds. Carefully guard the type and quality of those people with whom you associate and from whom you choose to learn. Choose a real man to be your own new personal mentor. Ask him to be your counselor. Read the books he encourages you to read. Learn from his portrayed example. Enjoy many hours of fellowship and communication with him. Develop a personal relationship with your Heavenly Father, God. Read from the Holy Bible every day. Begin to regularly attend a Bible-believing, non-denominational local church. Begin to spiritually grow yourself. And then, with your newfound knowledge and understanding, begin your new adventure. Begin the process of becoming a real man. Grow yourself into becoming a good husband, father, and spiritual leader of your own family. In other words, become the head of your own house in total submission to your own living God. Enjoy the journey. It is only going to take you the rest of your life to complete it. Be a real man and always act like one.